347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on this Tuesday, January 7th, 2025 edition. Greatly appreciate Ian Murphy for putting this together on Friday. I just checked the logistics, and I will be broadcasting the show live from the Iron Pig on Friday from the downtown location where the meeting is going to start. Right after I get off the show at 12 noon, the meeting will start. So if you're interested in this subject, you would like to come and participate in this meeting, greatly appreciate if you would consider coming and joining me over at the Iron Pig downtown location at 12 noon this Friday. That is Friday, January the 10th. Just wanted to double check. So here's the thing that they are having to address, and I absolutely have experience in this that I will be willing to offer to the group. Environmental impact studies, something that I've dealt with for commercial real estate, industrial real estate projects back in my previous life, in the last century, is something that they need to use as a tool against government. You use government. And let me explain. Governmental agencies that look at the science of any project, anything that you want to do, we are regulated. We are regulated. At the local level, let's say your township, for example, you want to build a detached little garage, a she shed, a he shed, a working garage. Maybe you do woodworking. Maybe you have a little hobby that you would like a separate building to be able to do your hobby in. Well, in most communities, you go to your local township building department and request a permit. Well, if your local township, city, village doesn't have a building department, they may pass on that responsibility, that task in government, to the local county, the county that you live in. So you go down to the county building and you go into the building department and you request a permit to build a garage on your property. Again, a hobby garage, some type of building, a shed, whatever you want to build on your property. You have to get government approval. Now, depending on your municipality, depending on your government, you may have a master plan, you may have zoning ordinances, you may have certain hoops that you have to jump through in order to have a building permit approved. Well, state government has the same requirements for any project they want to do. They simply can't take state-owned lands and enter into a lease for a solar panel farm just because they want to. There's checks and balances that they have to jump through in order to do it, if you make them jump through the hoops. If you sit idly by and you don't force them to jump through certain hoops, well, they won't do it. It's that simple. So what they will do is basically try to slam these projects' approval processes through, enter into these agreements, and allow them to start removing the trees, destroying the farmland, doing whatever they want to do to move forward with the project, because nobody forced them through the hoops. Presque County, the farmlands destruction that they did for that one, absolutely was not handled properly. Environmental impact studies had to be done. Wetland report studies of wetlands had to be performed. Then you force this information on them, forcing them to deal with it. To my knowledge, none of that took place in Presque County. They've already destroyed the farmland. They're in the process, I believe, of land balancing and grading already. No major bond was posted for the protection of, number one, performance of what they say they were going to do, and number two, what about the damage it's going to cause to the road system? Moving the heavy equipment, dealing with frost laws, dealing with the weight of the new aggregate or whatever materials they need for construction out there at the site. Folks, you could be looking at potentially hundreds of thousands of dollars, if not millions of dollars, in damaged roads to your local community if you're not careful as to what these people do in the construction, the process of these projects. So that's the main reason why I want to be there on Friday, hear this conversation, hear from others, see what their plans, their thoughts are. Let's see if anybody else talks about environmental impact studies and wetland mitigation. Because if they don't talk about it, I'm going to raise my hand and say, folks, you need to understand there's also an additional way to fight this. And this could possibly be the template. Like Ian said, this could be the template by which we pursue the defeat of this project in our listening area of this radio station, number one, but it could be used in other locations around the state of Michigan. They need to follow the Iron Pig's lead of how we choose to go after this together. So again, I'm not going to just sit in the studio, cozy, comfortable chair and this microphone on Friday. I'm actually going to pack up the equipment and take it on the road. Now, I have to forewarn you, I will be operating with a different microphone than I currently have set up here at the studio. So the sound quality on Friday may not be as good as it is right now, but we will get by. Because I absolutely have to be at this meeting at 12 noon. It's an hour drive from the time I get off this microphone. I wouldn't get there until 1 o'clock, 1:30 at the earliest. I'm going to have to pick up and take this show on the road. This is amazing, absolutely amazing, and how they're trying to ram this thing through. And again, I applaud Ian Murphy at the Iron Pig Smokehouse to be hosting this event and seeing how many vested, interested parties we can get to attend the meeting. Absolutely have got to do this, without a doubt. This is just insanity. And also the fact that they're doing this around the state of Michigan and other municipalities. Nobody's talking about it. Well, we are. We're going to reach out to whatever media sources we need to reach out to, and we're going to make this happen. It's that simple. That simple. So in the process of all this happening, folks, you need to contact your state reps, your state senators, You need to tell them to get all over this. All over these activities. Because if we don't stand up and start fighting this right now and nip this in the bud, they're going to get away with it. And here's the thing that you have to understand. Donald Trump, at the federal level, is going to put a stop to this electric vehicle mandate. He ran on and got elected with the help of the UAW rank and file members, like Brian Panabaker's Auto Workers for Trump. Donald Trump explained on the campaign trail, folks, that this was a threat. The Democrats' EV mandate is an absolute threat to their job security of producing internal combustible engine vehicles, gas, diesel, hybrids, whatever. The EV industry was going to kill jobs here in America. That's number one. Number two, they're not looking at the science. I have a very simple question for you environmentalists out there, which I so passionately refer to you all the time as tree huggers. Where are you guys on this? How many of you tree huggers are going to be at the Iron Pig downtown location 12 noon on Friday, joining us and making sure that they don't destroy 400 on one site and I believe 700 and some other acres on another site, 1,100 acres of trees in Otsego County? Are you guys going to be there? I challenge you to be there. As a matter of fact, if you show up, make sure you come up and introduce yourself and say, "Hey, Trucker Randy, I'm a tree hugger. Want to shake your hand? Want to get my picture taken with you?" Because this is one issue that we can agree on. That's number one. Number two, join us in this fight. Whatever organization or resources you guys have is going to take money to tie this up in court, force them to provide environmental impact studies, wetland studies. We need your help. Come join us Friday, 12 noon, Iron Pig, downtown location, M32, east of I-75. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey.
Did you know annuities are contracts, not investments, such as mutual funds? I illustrate to my clients what an annuity will do, not might do. It's all about guarantees. This is what is unique about annuities. They transfer the risk to the carrier to pay for the rest of your life. No other product on the planet can do that. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890, serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Scott Hawley came to our home and explained all the benefits of investing in a SafeStep walk-in tub and shower. After hearing all the options and features, all while using fresh, chemical-free water every night, made our decision a no-brainer. Call or text Scott at 231-534-0755 to schedule a free home visit. Mention Trucker Randy and get a $500 discount. Again, call or text Scott at 231-534-0755.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. Just to wrap up this discussion. And Cliff Tellini, the beef farmer and county commissioner, new chairman of the Board of Commissioners for Presque County, saying that where was the people's outrage when they destroyed hundreds of farmland acres in his Presque Isle County? Well, I have to admit that they rammed that project through so quickly from the Planning Commission's meeting, that night, to the county board's approval. They slam dunked that thing with DTE so quickly. Honestly, there was no time to retain an attorney to file a lawsuit to get a temporary restraining order, injunctive relief, giving time to demand a huge bond, which DTE should have posted, number one, to the county, and number two, to demand the environmental impact studies as well as wetland evaluation, to be able to force them to jump through some hoops. Well, it didn't happen in Presque Isle County, but it's going to happen this time. We got enough advance notice. We got enough people interested. We will have enough money available to hire an attorney to file the lawsuit. We got to start using lawfare just like the left does. We need to use their laws, their rules, their regulations from these bureaucratic agencies against them, just like they do to us. That is the bottom line. You have to understand that there's two things happening in this situation. Number one, the federal dollars that came from Washington that increased our national debt that is get sent out to all these states for these special interest projects. Well, just because Biden and the Democrat-controlled Senate sent the money out doesn't mean it needs to be spent. That's number one. Number two, these projects are all tied into them promoting and pushing their agenda. And the current administration that's coming in, thank God, in 13 days, is going to put a stop to all of this. But with the current Democrat governor that we have, we need to stop her agenda. You know how her and Attorney General Dana Nessel has been fighting and suing Enbridge for years over the new tunnel project to move the pipeline through a concrete encased tunnel. All the hoops that they've put Enbridge through, the millions of dollars they've had to spend in attorney fees defending themselves against these lawsuits. Well, this is what we need to do to the state of Michigan, the DNR, and the Office of Land Management. So again, tell your friends, come have lunch on Friday at the Iron Pig. Listen to the conversation, the discussion, and be a part of this fight that we are going to do this year, this month, starting in January. It all starts on Friday, January 10th, at the Iron Pig at 12 noon, downtown location. I have to say that now because of the two locations. We need to make sure we put this at the right location. Downtown, M32, east of I-75. So, greatly appreciate you guys considering coming and being a part of it. And then the other thing we need to do is motivate state reps and state senators to get behind us and fight with us on this. Using their resources of their offices, whatever power they can bring to the table, it needs to be done. Absolutely needs to be done. And I think if enough people, enough state reps, enough state senators get involved in this effort, I think we can cause them enough problems to delay these projects from going into effect. Maybe even tie them up in court to the point where Governor Gretchen Whitmer is gone and we have a new Republican governor sworn in January of 2027. Folks, that's just 2 years from right now. It's not impossible to tie a project up in court for 2 years. Heck, if we have the resources, we might end up taking this all the way to the United States Supreme Court. I don't think, of my reading of the state constitution, that they have the authority to do this. And that may end up being the final court that this is resolved in. Is it constitutional or not? Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
If you're nearing 65, you're probably being bombarded by insurance companies by mail and phone, trying to sell you this product or that. Laura Bogdan has personally looked after the needs of seniors, taking the time to explain how Medicare works and other benefits you may not even be aware of. Laura is ready to help you today.
I'm Laura Bogdan. Call me today, 231-264-6890, 231-264-6890.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from privacy.